What's up, guys? The name is Mikey Reyes, and I cannot believe I'm finally here. For all the Shoot First fans, for all the Shoot First listeners, we have finally partnered up with one of the titans of Philippine basketball, at least when it comes to the media, of course, with Slam PH. And I cannot wait to bring you basketball content as usual. And man, pangarap ko lang na magkaroon ng time na pwede na akong magkaroon ng mic na ganito. But I am joined by two guys whom people believe, people are saying that DLSU could be the dark horse of this season. Siyempre, alam naman natin, UP are defending champions. Ateneo was in the finals last year. And we'll talk to Shani Winston and Evan Nelly. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
It's up, good man? To see you guys.
Dark horse pala kami.
Dark horse. Ano, favorites.
Favorites.
Yeah, favorites.
Favorites kayo. Yeah. Lapit mo yung mic mo, brother. Yan, yan,
favorites
yan, yan.
Kami, ah. Favorites.
Favorites. Yeah. Alam mo naman yung Shoot First, pare, pag nagva-viral, bro. When we go viral, bro, everyone's gonna be talk. And I just wanna share with you, Shani. When I started Mikey TV, I don't know if you knew Mikey TV, but we shifted to Shoot First. It was actually Evan who made us first go viral.
Really?
Evan's story. we were on different media outlets. Everyone was talking about his story, so he was the reason as to why.
Medyo may problema pa rin nun.
Channel grew.
Oh yeah, he's big time out here.
Bro. He's big,
big time.
We all know.
No, but the issue was big.
The issue was big, not him.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I just want to congratulate you with for the D League Championship. What was that like? Playing finally with? Actually, no. I want to know your story. Because even Evan doesn't know whole recruitment story.
How I got here to the Philippines.
How you got to the Philippines. What introduced you to the Philippines. How did you even know that you had Filipino blood?
All right. So like I knew I had Filipino blood. It started off back when I was in the States coming out of high school. They're like, do you want to come play in the Philippines? And so they were recruiting me out of high school. And then I was like, nah, like I have like D1 offers. So I was like, I'm going to play D1 first. And then later as I kept playing D1, COVID hit.
Okay.
And then right when my season was about to go to playoffs, COVID hit and there was nothing for like a year or two. So I was like, all right, now what's like the next step? And then they're like, dude, you have like Filipino blood. You can go play in the Philippines. Like they have a UAP, PBA.
PBA.
So then I was like, all right. And my dad is actually was an agent like in the early 2000s. So he was sending players to the Philippines.
You got like names? You know any
well, he was friends with Coach Derek and
Pumarin.
And, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And France, Coach France.
Okay, Coach France.
So at first I was gonna go to Adamson.
Mm-hmm.
And
Adamson for Coach France.
Yeah, for Coach France.
So
I was gonna go to Adamson.
Fans right now are watching. Yes. You could have teamed up with Jerome and not Evan.
Yeah, it could have been different. It really could have been different. So like I was like for about 2-3 months I was going to Adamson.
You were already practicing with Coach France?
We were on the phone, like, hey, like, all right, trying to figure things out, and then like my dad knew, like, LaSalle's a better school.
Hold up, my bad. So this was in 2020.
This was 2021, like right a year.
So it wasn't Coach
came.
France anymore.
No, he was there.
He was still there.
Yeah.
Ah, then Coach
2020.
2020.
Yeah.
And then Coach Nash came in 21. So it was still Coach France.
Yeah,
when
it was
in
Coach France.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were talking to him, and we were like, and then another teammate. I was at Cal, so Val, you guys, Chaka. So he was, he went to Adamson.
Yeah.
And Chaka tried to get me to Adamson before. He's like, hey, dude, I'm going to Adamson. I want you to come
this
with me.
This was pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID.
Okay.
I said, no, like I'm going to play my last years in the States.
In the States.
And then, so he's like, oh, dude, you should come to Adamson. You should come to Adamson. Fast forward a year later, I'm talking to Chalk, like, hey, dude, like, what do you think of Adamson? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, dude, go to Adamson. He's like pushing it hard. I was like, all right, so couple months later, my dad was like, oh, his brother's at LaSalle. LaSalle's like a...
Oh, Coach France's brother. Okay.
Yeah, he's at LaSalle. And then we were like, oh, like LaSalle's a better history, like at the school. He's like, that would be like a way better option. So then I was like, oh, okay. So then we started talking to LaSalle and Adamson.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, all right, LaSalle's a better academic school.
You were talking to both.
Yeah.
No practice yet.
We're still at home. It was like, LaSalle's a better academic school, so we might as well go to the better academic school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm in my master's, so I already graduated.
Was it really for the school or the money?
It was for the school,
bro. last time. So it was for the school or they just had a better offer?
It was for the school.
It was for the school.
Yeah, it was for the school.
Okay, guys. School, though, guys.
Yeah, come on now. grad master student here. I gotta focus on my education.
Because Evan's a different story. Oh, Evan really? Has a different story.
No, I'm good, man. He knows my story now.
All right. Yeah, he wanted story, to go so. To LaSalle because of, well...
Because of yeah. complications with my old
yeah,
school.
Yeah, complications. Uh-huh. And then he wanted to play for Coach Derek because I believe Coach Derek is...
Tito.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I heard you were the son. Coach Derek.
Yeah. The son. He's the number one son.
You're the number one son.
Nah, he's the favorite.
He's the favorite.
Yeah, he's the favorite.
So when you arrived, was Evan already there?
Yeah, he was already there. I think I came late.
He came on a bubble.
I came like during the bubble.
In the bubble, yeah. Which was in November. November.
No, I didn't come in November.
Oh, you came January.
They were practicing and they were okay. like, hey, we're practicing outside. And I was like, yeah, we'll just wait for you guys because it's a bubble.
Yeah.
So you guys are practicing on the outside court, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay. I'm not doing that.
So you're not doing that.
I was like, just wait okay. till the gym is open and okay. I'll come practice like when the because
oh,
no one can go in the gym.
They were playing or they were practicing
outside.
No, there was like prime protocols. So we can't use the gym.
So you're practicing
the wooden
outside.
Court. You were just practicing sa dorm mismo. The like dorm. The half court
only. So you wanted to stay in the bubble.
Yeah.
No, you were still in the States.
I was still in the States.
You were still in the States.
Yeah.
So when did you fly in?
Like December, January?
Yeah.
So January. Basically you had like when did the UAP start?
There was like 3 months.
So you had like 3 months to practice.
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah.
You got sick, ba?
Oh, and then I got sick.
You got COVID?
No.
No.
I had a stomach infection.
From what? Fish balls? What?
Dude,
what
I had like, I don't know.
Okay, what are the things that you ate during that whole? Your stomach wasn't used to it.
It was like, I don't know what they were cooking. I don't know what it's called at all. I was just eating whatever they were giving me.
Chicken.
And then I ended up like 4 days. I was just in my bed, like couldn't move, right? Throwing up. And then I thought it was over. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought it was like, this is
over.
I was like, this is it. I called my mom. I was crying. I was like, mom, like my stomach hurts. And then like my mom called coach, like, hey, you gotta take him to the hospital. So then the ambulance comes the next day and I'm like in the hospital.
Oh,
like,
it was
bad.
And this was during COVID. So
this
the hospital
right before
was crazy.
Season.
Right before season.
I'm in the hospital. And there's like guy laying next to me, like screaming, and another guy probably has COVID. And I'm like, dude, I can't believe I'm here right now. And then they ended up like giving me like an IV and they missed my vein. Yeah. And then my whole arm swole up because like saline didn't go in my vein. So now my left arm is swollen, right? This is like a couple weeks before we're playing games. And then
this was before you went off.
first
game, right?
Before he got sick, he was going off.
Okay,
in practice.
Wait, yeah. So I want to know from your perspective, because there's a thing here with Filipino hoopers that mm-hmm. when a Philam comes in, like you gotta earn that respect, at least from the Pinoys. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're gonna hit you. I'm sure you know this. They're gonna hit
hard,
you,
yeah.
They're gonna test you. What was Shani like when he arrived?
Bro, he was right before he got sick, he was really unstoppable.
So right before he got sick.
Yeah, so like really?
So now he's stoppable.
Scouted. No, but like before he was like it was so hard to stop him. So kami nilabalti. Mga Pinoy.
So tinitira niya.
Yeah,
like, banata. Hitting you.
Yeah, really.
Oh, for sure.
They were
for
testing
sure.
you from the
banata
start.
Natin.
For sure.
The,
so nag-uusap kayo. Banata natin yung bago.
Nagkakatitigan lang. So kasi when pride namin eh, di ba?
Yeah,
keep scoring
syempre.
On us. So you gotta hit him. Make him feel the Filipino like tradition.
Then, you felt it, the difference.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
What was the worst?
This guy slapped me in the face. The first
game. Close out. Close out. It was a close out.
Bro,
close out.
He hit me in the face. CJ, like, elbowed me.
CJ Austria.
Yeah, elbowed me. Oh, yeah, there was a bunch of stuff going on.
And coach was letting go.
Oh, yeah. He's,
oh, no. He would get mad at us.
Oh, like, no. Yeah,
he would get
so
mad.
Anak.
After like five times or six times, he's like, all right, hold up.
He's your teammate. He's your teammate.
He stopped practice. He's like, all right, get everybody get water. And then he talked to everybody and then talked to me. He was like, all right.
So you weren't complaining? You weren't complaining?
No, I was
complaining. How would he complain?
Sinuskoron
pa rin kami.
So he was still scoring. So you were still scoring. They were trying to hit you.
Oh, it was and ones. Yeah, it wasn't.
Pero gets ko yung pride ng Pinoy,
bro. Mayabang din.
Lalo na pag may dumating na film, di ba? Parang, tirahin natin yung bago, di ba? So, but you were in they knew you had like 2 years left, right?
Yeah, they knew I had 2 years
left. So 2 years left. So what was the experience like off the court? Who welcomed you to the team? Like, you know, going, oh shit, but it was COVID.
It was COVID. So we didn't really have much. We were all in a dorm together. So we couldn't leave or anything like that. So we were just seeing each other every day for 3 months.
And you got close to
Ev, Kurt.
He doesn't even know your story, bro.
He doesn't make, we don't ask about the
we
story.
We don't ask about like, hey, bro, like.
Our first conversation was like anime, right?
Yeah, our first
anime.
He was talking about Naruto. And I'm like, well, dude, like, you got to watch Hunter x Hunter. And then I put him on Hunter x Hunter and he's like, oh yeah, that's smooth, bro.
So that was your like.
That was our first conversation.
First conversation. That first time you saw each other.
Yeah. And then I was actually there when you guys played. I think this was the first time that you played as a team. You played in UP. Where, was he there already?
No.
In UP?
Oh,
you. Wala ba? He was there, but he just watched.
I was sick.
You just. Oh, that was the time.
I just came out the hospital.
Sick. Okay.
And I couldn't even practice for like another week.
So you didn't play. You had like 3 tune-up games, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you play any tune-up?
I played one.
The one in Adamson. So that was when GH Boy, when he got injured.
David.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the first time you played.
I think that was the
first time. You played UST, right?
You played UST?
Yeah, UST and Adamson. Yeah. UST and Adamson.
So UST and Adamson, you played. That was your first time against like other competition outside of your teammates. What was that like with UST and Adamson?
It was kind of smooth. It was nothing crazy.
It was easy.
So nothing, nothing you didn't feel from them.
It wasn't crazy.
Favorites nga pala entering season 8. Ano na ba? 86? Favorites nga pala. So, what was that like? Your first go?
Well, they didn't know who I was. So
that was an advantage.
They didn't scout me. There was nothing. They had no clue what I did or how I played. So it was kind of like no scouting. There's and they didn't know I could play basketball. So it was kind of easy the first two games. And then
this was the tune-up game.
Yeah.
And then you went off first game. What was that against UE?
UE.
20 plus.
Yeah, like 20, 30. 27, 20, something like that? 27? Somewhere there. Yeah, because we were talking about it after that.
Yeah. Then they scouted me they actually started hitting me during the games and scouted me the next 2-3 games. I was like, all right, what the hell's going on? I was like, all right, let me watch film. Like,
that's when you had like 5, 7, 8.
I was like, dude, what the hell? And then.
So you were already a scorer back in the States. Like that was your.
Yeah.
They knew you as a scorer.
I had some games where I scored.
Knew that he was a good passer when he actually led the NCAA in assists.
Yeah, there's like.
Could you believe that?
Could you believe that? I'm not about out.
No, because in the UAP he started scoring more.
Yeah.
He started scoring.
Well, when I came here, that was like the whole big thing. Like they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna have Evan at the one,
Mark Nonoy
at the two.
You didn't know any of these guys.
I literally just watched highlights. I was like,
Mark Nonoy, Evanelli, Baltazar.
Baltazar
was obviously in Gilas, and then you had like
Lujera.
We had Kurt.
Lujera.
Yeah.
Kiambao was supposed to play.
I think he was supposed to play.
Wala talaga.
Wala talaga. From the start. Wala talaga.
From the start.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the start.
What was your adjustment like from NCAA na, alam na, sinasabi ko lagi to, NCAA more individualistic. I'm sure you know a lot of NCAA guys. You?
No.
Maybe like James?
I don't know anybody.
The Phil Lamson? Oh, you don't know?
Okay. No.
But in the NCAA, I mean, at least here in the Philippines, more individualistic. Alam mo yan, like, mas pwedeng time mong assist. Parang may stat padding dun. Stat padding dun. Because the game is more individual, like skills. You just hope.
If you're the superstar,
you play like in the NCAA, you really have a couple of superstars per team, and then they just go off.
Yep.
Like every game. See triple doubles. You would see a 30 rebound game by one guy.
30 rebound game.
Legit. And then like you know Scottie Thompson. I'm sure you know Scottie Thompson now. Gio Halalon. They used to go off. Robert Wally, CJ Perez. So I feel like their batch, they had a lot of superstars then. But what was the adjustment like? Kasi nga sa NC, bro. 14 assists, parang ganun. And then during the offseason, he was asking me like, pwede kaya dito mag 14 assists sa UAP? Sabi ko, bro, mahirap dyan.
Yes. Iba, team play eh. Team play ang UAP. And then like, they scout you really well.
Yeah.
Parang, dun ko lang napansin
yung
parang, the importance of film. And then, I heard na every team talaga really watches film. Lalo na nung bubble setup.
Wala bang film ng Beda?
Meron naman, but it wasn't that detailed.
It wasn't that detailed.
But in terms of play style, NC's much faster. And then if you're the main guys, it runs through you.
Yep.
And you play like what 30-35 minutes 35. A game. Yeah. Unlike here sa UAP,
pag medyo bad start ka, pwedeng maiba.
Yeah, iba. And may kapalitan ako si Mark Nonoy. And then he can play the one. And then our offense really ran through Balti, right?
Yeah, Balti touched the first person touched the ball.
Yeah, so it wasn't really like how it was from bed, and it starts from me. Yeah. It just starts from pick and roll.
Yeah.
And nung first year, it was always Balti first.
Balti first.
Yeah, it has to go through him, and then
from just play off there. Then you play off him.
Yeah, then you play off.
But I think your last season, at least, you had somewhat the same, because you had a great first game, and then you got scouted. People were trying to hit you. People adjusted. You struggled from the start.
Oh, a lot.
From the start, he struggled. So, what were the adjustments like during the season? Because at the end of the season, you ended at third, right?
Yeah.
Third, you went up against UP twice to beat, and then you lost the game two. But during the season, what was that adjustment like?
So, like, after those like 3 games in a row, I started watching film, and I was like seeing how they guarded me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, this is.
What did you notice?
They would like, so I wouldn't. I usually we start off on a pin down.
Okay.
And I would never get open on the pin down.
Okay.
Because they're like hitting you forearm, right? So I was like, all right, I gotta come off the screens harder. And then now when I come off the screens, there's like a couple games where I scored a little bit more, and then it was like, all right, now I have to like really hit him before I come off the screen, because they're hitting the hell out of me. So I had to hit him back, then come off the screen hard. And then other than that, I was like, we started implementing like different plays, like
second round.
Yeah, the second round.
Late second round.
Yeah.
Because I felt like you peaked in the second round.
Our offense changed last few games of the second round.
Parang nag-streak kayo nun eh, bandang dulo. You had a great couple of games wherein you had
great performances, but not really wins. But we played really better.
How did you adjust?
Became
from
pick and roll.
From a pass first.
We changed our whole offense.
Yeah.
Your whole offense. That,
so we were all the guards were struggling.
Yep. Yeah. Mark was struggling.
Yeah. All the guards were struggling.
I think Lojero was the only one who was actually like.
Yeah, playing decent. And then with the second half, we changed our whole offense. And then that's when the guards started going, like playing way better.
Was there a moment? Like, did you guys talk to Coach Derek? Did Coach Derek talk to you?
I think we were asking.
Yeah, we were telling him, like,
Can we change off? Like, no, can we go pick and roll?
We need a pick and roll.
So you didn't have no pick and rolls at the start. It was all Balti. Like, give
it was
Balti
and then pass screen away.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, play on from there. The pin downs. And when we were saying pin downs to, like, staggered, we were running that. Pero nung second round, na medyo check na, we asked na, can we go pick and roll?
Yeah.
Pick and roll right away. So coach adjusted to us.
Pick and roll right away.
Yeah. So at first there was no pick and roll.
Yeah. So like, from no pick and roll to first option pick and roll.
Yeah.
And Balti is good in the pick and roll too. Yeah. So it's like.
So then that's when we started really getting our team momentum going. And then that's.
Carried on till now.
Yeah. But you do know that, y'all played in a bubble setup.
Yeah.
So you didn't really yet feel the atmosphere or maybe the energy, maybe in the Final Four, but still no Ateneo La Salle. Do you know the rivalry?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's
you heard about it. Yeah. I'm sure you talked to a couple of.
Oh yeah, all the whole everybody knows.
So that's what you're expecting this coming season.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so fast forward, Final Four, UP, he goes off first game. Okay, see Evan, I want to ask Evan.
He turned it off second guys, game.
Evan was in a span of 3 days. He was the. Pare, mayroon pa yung hashtag let Nelly lead.
I saw that, bro.
So, hashtag let Nelly lead. From in the span of 3 days, he became the hero, King Archer, to palisin niyo yan, like send him out, send him back to San Beda, something like that. Yeah. So, what was that whole 3 days like? Kasi, I'm sure after that, you went for what, 20? Nanonood ako nun eh. And then, buong UP side niya was like, Mikey, bata mo, ano ba yan? Ganyan, ganyan. So, you had like 26, diba? That's puro 3 points. And, you were there, obviously. You went off. So that was like, obviously, nung gabi, everybody was like there. How was that whole 3 days like for you?
The first day, I was like, I didn't want to lose. Honestly, it was my high school coach's birthday.
Okay.
So the morning of that, I said, Coach, we're not gonna lose. We're gonna win. Happy birthday. And then I remember I shot a free throw. Fourth quarter na, sure mananalo na kami.
Oh.
I look. I kinindatan ko si Coach. And then I was like, yabang mo talaga, gumalaw siya. Yabang mo talaga. Pero, like, after that, I was like, okay, job's not done.
Oh, one more.
But syempre, honestly, it's kilig. Oh, you get all the social media things, the notifications.
You got all the clout.
Yeah, and then like, come, second game. Boom, you suck. And then like, then everybody's hating, you're getting messages. Go back to bed, dude. it was crazy. Pero, I think it was a blessing in disguise then, kasi if I played good, baka sobrang yabang ko na. na
oh may abang kasi na yung mga umab- pa bro
oh bro baka wala na ako sa
wala ka na wala dito baka hindi ka na yaya dito bro.
Yeah, but like if we reach the finals, so we would be so different from now. Like,
so you feel like because of those or loss, that loss,
yeah,
there's a chip on even you. I mean, I feel like I'm sure you're not satisfied with your first season, and we have to give you a pass because you had no off season at all.
Yeah,
like you came in, you didn't know like Filipino brand of basketball, whatever. So, what coming this season? Now that you have a full off season under your belt, and then you played D League, you played Phil Oil.
Yeah,
I don't know if you played UCBL.
No.
Okay, so like now that you kind of already know the ins and outs of the game, what can we expect from you this coming season?
All right, so basically, I just learned how Filipino basketball is played.
So like, what's the difference?
Yeah, it's like you have to adjust to it and know like where you're gonna get hit, how you're gonna like play through the contact. So it's like I understand now. Like,
what
I,
was the worst?
The worst what?
The worst, like, what was hit. The worst incident that someone hit you in the UAP? God. Come on, I want you to drop his name. Who hit you? Who hit you?
All right, so like. The game, the last game against UP.
UP, okay. UP right. Game two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's guarding me.
He's a UP guy. Huh?
Are you
a UP
guy? Yeah. So
the
UP
first
game
play
two.
The game, right?
I'm going to throw their names out.
I don't even know the guy's name because Spencer is the one that guards me, right? Okay. Spencer's usually the one that guards me. So I'm like, all right, starting the game, I'm lining up. Damn, Spencer's not guarding me right now. What's going on? So this guy I've never seen before standing next to me, right about to tip off. He's like, oh, good game, bro. And then hits me in the dick. And I'm like, oh, what? Okay. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, I didn't say anything. And then he does it again. Like, hits me
he
again.
He does it again.
All right, cool.
Ref still doesn't see it.
No, the game has not started. The ball is not in the air. We're all lining up.
So twice already.
For tip off.
Twice.
And I was like, dude, what the
number?
Hell?
What
I don't
number?
Know who this guy was. And then I'm like.
Okay, we got to check who's going to start thirsting UP that game. I have
no clue who this guy is. And then I'm like, I come into the game's playing. And then right when I cross half court, hits me in the chest. And I'm like, oh, okay, bro. So I think I get a couple buckets.
So it hits you twice.
Yeah, it hits me twice. And I'm like, all right. I'm not even going to – I have a job to do. Like, it's whatever. Like, this is normal for – I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I'm like, coming down the court, hits me in the chest. So then I score, like, a couple points. And I look up at Spencer. I'm like, hey, Spencer, who is this guy trying to guard me? Like, Spencer's on the bench. I'm like, Spencer, who is this guy? And, like, he can't guard me. I'm literally talking to Spencer as we're running back. And Spencer's like, oh, okay. And then Spencer subs in. And then Spencer starts fouling me. And I go into, like, there's, like, two plays where I go in and there's no call. And then Spencer's like, damn, bro, I fouled the hell out you. It's like, I know. Like, I was like, but there's no call. Like, all right. And then later in that game, I just started hitting shots or whatever like that. And then we thought we was, you know, the rest of the story. But
we were going to win.
We thought we were going to win. And then.
And then what?
Hey, dude, they went on a run. We thought we was like, all right. And then you know how, like, they score a couple times, but you really don't know how much they scored, and you just look up, and you're like, oh, shit, they're close. And then they get a couple lucky shots, and you're like, oh, damn.
And then Carl just goes off and overtime.
He traveled, right?
Oh,
he traveled.
So
okay.
Man.
So he traveled during that.
I'm the guy that helped.
That big play?
Yeah. So I'm in help side, and you're not supposed to help off the corner. Like, that's a
rule.
Yeah,
no helping off
the corner. No help off the corner. And I just see, like, Carl, like, having a balti. And I'm like, oh, shit.
One-on-one.
He's on an island. And I was like, all right. And I was like, all right, worst case scenario, just help, but just don't foul him. Don't be the guy that fouled him and be like, oh, Sean, why'd you help and foul him? Put him on the line. So he starts driving right. And I'm like, he's not going to pass. So I kind of, like, put my hand up to try to help. And then he just hits me, and I just fall. And I'm like, oh, they're not going to call that. And I'm on the ground, and I'm just watching the shot go up. And I'm like... It goes in, and I'm like,
my bad.
You kidding me, bro?
My bad.
I was like, Balti, I try to help you. Like, let him shoot a three or something. But, oh. And then I don't even know what happened after that. I have no clue. But
Mike was doing a good job on
Mike was doing
on Carl.
On Carl.
The game, right?
The first Mike. Three quarters, I
yeah.
feel.
Oh, yeah,
first,
yeah.
First 35 minutes, actually.
Yeah.
Carl went off overtime, right?
Yeah.
Overtime, end of the fourth.
But you got to admit, bro, he traveled.
I didn't even want, I don't know.
Hey,
I was
man,
on the
we
ground.
We won the chip, so.
This guy
I'm
here.
Fine with that. They don't call it. They don't call it. Okay. So, how about you, Evan? Like, no, when in the season, I mean, I'm sure you were known as the guy from the NCAA. And you had a lot of doubters. Na, can you bring that same game from NCAA to UAAP? Sino yung mga players na pinaramdam sa'yo na, ups, iba dito UAP na to. Because you went up against a tough, maybe one of the toughest point guard lineups in like, in recent memory. Because you had like Jerome, RJ, SJ, they Joel.
Were, all of them are good, but like, yeah. I had trouble talaga with Fontanilla.
Fontanilla, okay, USD.
Dude, I had no idea how to guard him, bro. Jesus Christ.
So there Fontanilla.
There was a time nga, he in and out cross, and then he drove baseline, took a shot na binali-bali
pa niya sa'yo.
Then sumabay si Quahaw. I let him go na kasi gagawin ko dun. Sumabay si Quahaw, nasiko sa mukha, he was bleeding, tas foul counted.
Foul count.
The fuck am I gonna do with you, man?
So, even you, Fontanilla. Who impressed you the most?
Impressed me the most? Spencer guarded me really well.
No, impressed.
Oh, no, impressed. Like, offensively. This guy can hoop.
Tamayo. And Abarrientos.
Abarrientos.
Yeah. RJ. He popped off against us.
Yeah.
He did.
Did I play that game?
I think he went off against you guys.
The second round?
Second round. I don't
I didn't play that game. I didn't play the game.
I got cramps. I got cramps.
No, I mean like...
I was hurt. I hurt my
out.
Back.
Yeah. Ikaw, sino yung sa... Let me... In the UAAP. Who was... Because obviously you were the top point guard. NCAA with I think, Kentoy.
Yeah. Jerome Lastimoso played really good first round. Jerome. Like, I didn't know he was that good. Because I played against him na before. I was like...
Si Jerome parang... Yeah. Pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic.
Layo,
totally
bro,
different
layo.
Player.
Like, he was... He was such a different player.
Yeah.
Like pre-pandemic. And then coming to the first round, it's like, how will I stop him? Parang umekis pa nga pa ako eh. But like, second round, medyo I played good D against him. Yeah. LJ, I played good D against him. But like, this dude, Fontanilla talaga. Like,
Fontanilla.
I don't know how to guard Fontanilla. That dude. Even in D-League.
Buti one and done, no? So, oh, nakalaban mo pa sa D-League. Oh,
yeah,
he was
on D-League too.
So Fontanilla to you was tough.
Yeah.
How about you when it comes to... Like during this off season, I want to ask you the UAAP.
All right.
Who was the one guy that when you saw, like, okay, clear out, give me the basketball, get out of my way.
Every possession.
Every possession.
Anybody. Yeah, every possession. Para silhouette lahat sa kanya ng defense. Like.
Yeah, it's like.
What's your thought process? I mean, for all the hoopers watching, the young hoopers who wanna like be able to score like you, who did you mold your game after?
After,
I'm sure NBA.
Kobe.
Kobe.
No X button.
No X button. Puro square. Puro square.
Hey, it's all green beams. it's like Kobe.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Okay, so D League Championship. You go up against one of the best talents in the Philippines now with one. Okay, so I covered game two of the finals. Did you know? Did you know one? Did you know of him? Did you know him?
I've never seen that guy in my life. Like, I've never
seen
him.
That's exactly what I was saying when I was covering. I was like, the advantage of not knowing who one is you're just going to play. Unlike the other guys, I'm sure there's kind of intimidation factor because obviously he went back from Japan and all that, what he did with UP. So you did not know him at all.
I just knew this guy played. Japan pro ball in Japan, so that's I was like, it. All right, this is like a
and
cool thing.
And you didn't
to
play in the elimination round against him when he dropped the triple double.
No, I wasn't there.
You weren't
so
there.
I was like, all right, this guy played in Japan. Like, let's see, like, what's he about? Like, let's see what it is. Like,
so what's he about now?
He's definitely a great player. He's for sure a pro.
Stop.
Yes.
First two games.
Yeah.
Stop.
But he got nine turnovers.
I saw game three though.
Huh?
Game
two, nine game turnovers, bro.
Yeah, you pushed him to the limit.
Well, I was just he's a competitor, and I was like, all right, let's compete. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I was like. He played in Japan. Let's see what he's about. And I knew he can score. Like, off the first play, hit me with, like, a step back. Bumps, high, like, shot a high arc, hard contest, and he made it on it. I was like, oh, okay, he can play for real. And this was the first game.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool.
So that was the first time you matched up?
First time. And I was like, oh, yeah, he can play. And then I was like, all right, this guy's a scorer. And I was trying to tell, like, my guys, like, all right, look, dude, we can, like, a couple games, but there's going to be a game in the series where he's going to go crazy. Like, it's just he can score like that. So I was like, just depends on which game it's going to be and see how long we can, like, keep throwing stuff at him to see if he can, like...
Adjust to it.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Adjust to it. But eventually, he's a hooper. He's going to score.
He's going to score.
Yeah.
Like Mikey. Like, yeah, you're Mikey's good friends with Mikey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, good
so
friends.
You grew up with Mikey.
We actually, during the pandemic, we were training together the whole pandemic. Like...
And he was already here.
He came... Yeah, he was in the Philippines and went back home.
And yeah, this was during the contract thing.
Yeah, during the contract. Okay. So we were training the whole time, and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm thinking about going to the Philippines. And he was like, okay. And then he started chopping it up with me, talking about how it is out there. And I didn't believe him. I was like, nah, no way. They hit you when, like, they foul you like that? I was like, nah, you gotta be kidding me. He's like, oh, yeah, bro, they're going to step on your shoes. They're going to pinch you. He's like, wait till you get pinched or get hit. And then you just look at the ref, and the ref just look at you, and you're just like, nothing happens. Like, nah, bro. And then I got here, and he's like, hey, it's everything I told you about, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, dude, it's exactly what you explained. It's literally the same. I was like, but he literally gave me how it's going to be like, yeah, when I come out here. He literally told me, informed me, like, this is what's going to happen. This is what you have to do. Like, so he was almost like my big brother type, and to like put me on game.
So were you there during the SMB championship party?
No.
Because he was there.
No, I wasn't there.
Like, celebrate din dyan.
I'm just playing. Evan, ikaw, like, after 1 year, UAP, tapos na, 1 year, feeling mo, kumbaga, you got it off out of the way. You finally played 1 year. I feel like this is the first season, really, because ngayon may off-season. How was the off-season like, bro? Like, finally, 1 year down, ikaw na leader. Talk about the off-season. What can we, like, what happened during the off season that we can expect coming into
the off season? Was really, really different from previous off seasons.
Yeah,
because we had like 10 games in 12 days, a total of 22 games for this
22 games
in
10 games in 12 days.
Yeah, bro, it was crazy. We had like,
that's not 2 weeks.
Oh, we had one day where there's two games in one day. Yeah. It's crazy.
So, but like you can see naman how we gelled as a team.
Yeah,
it's totally different now, and we know our roles now. We nagkaamuyan na.
Kaamuyan na, yeah.
Yeah, super. So it's kind of paying off. Lalo na the D-League Championship where we did really good against Marinero. And then the Phil Oil, we just fell short because I honestly think we were just tired.
Oh, eh. We were like, FPU,
so,
diba?
Yeah, we FPU were in the so semis. Tired. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the two-week stretch where tuloy-tuloy. And then, yeah, I remember Phil Oil to D-League and then back to Phil, yep, Oil, then back to D-League. So
exactly.
Medyo mahirap nga yun.
Yep. And then the problem was, wala kaming kapalitan.
Totoo.
Mark was injured.
Yeah,
Mark was injured. And then he plays a lot naman, yeah, palagi. So I was like really, really tired.
Yeah.
You would play like 30 minutes a game every day. We would have 1 day break, but you would still practice.
Okay.
And then come to the game.
You would still practice.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So during
three-hour
that
practices.
Stretch, you would still practice.
Yeah. Full court press too in the games. Yeah,
but like
30 minutes.
Even in practice?
Even in practice. We practice our press.
Okay, let's talk about super rookie.
Kevin Kiambao.
Yeah, Kevin Kiambao. Okay, let's talk about Kevin Kiambao. I mean, he's no gonna have big shoes to fill. Obviously, Balti, LaSalle, safe to say legend. Maybe he didn't win a championship, but we know what Balti can do. But let's talk about Kevin Kiambao. You knew Kevin from high school.
Yeah, I heard of him. I heard of him.
You heard
of
him.
At first, I wasn't a fan.
So you weren't a fan of... I mean, not a fan. Maybe you just didn't know how he...
They were saying, like, sila coach, the coaches that I know, yeah, who watch high school, they were like saying, he's the next big thing.
Okay.
But I was like, I see Tamayo. Carl Tamayo. Yeah. I played against Carl Tamayo nung season. He's a beast.
Okay.
Legit scorer. But like, nung nakasama ko si Kevin, itong preseason, I was like, shit, he's so good.
Okay.
He just makes it so easy. So like, I used to be like Carl Tamayo over Kevin. Honestly, even he would practice. Kevin would practice in November. I was like, I'm still Carl Tamayo. But now, bro, get out of here, UP. Kevin Kiambao, bro. Kevin
Big words. How are you?
I didn't know anybody. Kevin. Yeah, he just messaged me. I'm like, who's this kid messaging me?
Who he messaged you? Wait, yeah, wait. Okay. We need to know this story. So he messaged you when?
He messaged me like after like a couple games at LaSalle.
So he was like, you didn't know him.
I didn't know any of this kid.
After a couple of games in the UAP.
Yeah, I think and then I posted something and he's like, oh, can't wait to make more memories next year with you. Like,
he's a kid. He's literally a kid.
This kid? I was like, who is this guy? Like,
he's sliding into your DMs, man.
Sliding into your DMs, bro.
I just see his post and like, I'm like, all right, I don't know who this guy is. He's like, oh, yeah. And then I asked Coach Derek and Coach Derek's like, oh, no, he's high school still. He's not coming till next year. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And then he comes in, and then I'm like, oh, this guy could play.
He could play.
I'm like, oh, okay. He was like throwing some. I saw the first game I seen him, he was threw like a behind the head pass while he drove to someone out on the 3-point line. I was like, dude, what the hell is this guy doing? Like, what is going
Even
on?
Even for a point guard, bro, that's tough.
Oh, these are tough passes. Like, I wouldn't throw these passes.
Yeah, his highlights, bro, like, he has, and then he has that Gilas pick and roll. Yeah, the
Gilas, yeah.
Between the legs.
The no-look bounce pass to the other big. So what's the biggest difference between LaSalle Balti and LaSalle Kevin? I mean, I think it's more collective now.
I mean, like, they play like two different games.
Exactly.
So like Balti's more like a back post up strong. Kev can almost like step out, knock down three. So like it's two different dynamics. That's why I don't like comparing them. Because like two different players. But they're gonna have like big impacts on the team though.
Who do you like more?
Who
do I like more?
He's putting you on the spot, bro. Who do you like more?
Man.
Who do you like more?
That's tough. He said, who do I like more?
Because again, I covered game two, and who's this? Kevin. Kevin hits the last shot. He goes night night.
Oh, he always does that.
I don't know,
but
what,
bro, his pillow, he was like this.
Lying
he
down,
was like
bro.
This.
But like that.
His pillow was over his head.
Oh, so,
that's what I was like, man. This kid is a kid.
Young,
bro.
Right?
That's youth.
No, I didn't know he did that until my parents called me. He's like, hey, who's this kid doing the sleepy pillow thing on the wrong side?
On the wrong side, bro.
And I look back at the film. He's over here laying on the wrong side. I was like, oh, my God. If you're going to do it the right way, bro. Like, come on.
So, but how is he, like, off the court? How is he? Like, Evan told me, like, Kevin is just really a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
His personality on the court. Super veteran sa court eh.
Oh, talino eh. I mean, smart. He's smart. Yeah.
Pero pagdating sa outside chill. The court, always naka-smile. Yung parang
post nga siya kasama niya girlfriend niya, kinikilig ako eh.
Love birds eh.
Love birds.
Parang kayo eh.
Okay. Okay. Let's play something else. Let's have a new segment. I just want to get to know your teammates a little bit better because I want you guys to drop names, bro. I want to have fun with this. It's more like I'm asking you a question, who's most likely to. Then you got to drop names from
this
your
year's team.
From
this year's team?
Yeah, this year's
from
team.
Okay,
okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so that all the DLSU fans will get to know your teammates better, your team better. Good.
Oh, we're going to write it.
Yeah,
you're going to write it. I don't know how to spell anybody's name.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have to be honest, though.
For sure.
Man, I'm not going to be able to spell anybody's name right, bro.
Put the number.
I'm going to put the number. If I remember their number.
All right. In the whole LaSalle team, who is the swaggiest when it comes to girls? Whom in the LaSalle team is best when it comes to, you know, talking to girls, approaching girls?
Riz. You know what Riz is? Oh, it's a term we use, like, back in the States.
Okay,
like,
what does that mean?
Like, who has the, like, Riz? It's like, who can, like, pull a girl, talk to a girl? Like,
exactly.
Like,
so
she
when
walks
you go
by,
out, when you go out.
Yeah, like, he's the one that when he walks by, he's like, he's going to go approach
like,
a girl.
Like, who goes to a party and you know he's out to look for girls, talk to girls, you know?
Hey, hold up.
You got to write it down.
I can't say.
Si Mark Nonoy? Alam si Mark Nonoy pa din.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Pero my girlfriend, eh. Kaya...
Oh, my girlfriend, eh. My girlfriend, yeah. Pero like,
oh, yeah.
we don't want trouble here. So write down a single guy.
Okay.
Write
okay.
a single guy down.
Nah. It's only him.
Oh.
It's only him.
Let's see.
You've been out. I'm sure you've been out. Yeah, you've been out.
It's gotta be him, bro.
It's gotta be. It's only him. It's only him. Kahit kasama niya girlfriend niya sa bar, makakuha siya ng babae.
Kung gusto niya. Pero hindi niya ginagawa.
Yeah. Okay, I see the look. Pakuha ka sa tingin. Yeah, but yeah.
Alright.
Nag-trending yun, di ba?
Oo nga, huwag natin mag-usapan. Okay. Who is the one guy whom would totally disregard the play? Get the ball, not follow, like off a timeout. Coach Derek spends the whole minute drawing a play up. Nope. Give me.
Jesus. He knows.
We gotta check
bro.
The tape.
He knows.
We gotta check the tape. We gotta ask Coach Derek. Okay, question. Was that last play in game two really for Evan?
I think it was for me. which last one? The yeah, floater. It was for me.
the floater.
Yeah.
We ran,
I remember we ran our play. And I'm supposed to come off a pin down. And I'm coming. It's like, oh shit.
No, it was a double screen. It was like
it was three.
It was two. It was I know okay. It was two. Like,
so he
was,
couldn't get you the ball.
Sure.
Okay, so you're
well, we don't know. We don't really know what happened, okay. But
we all know what happened.
We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
Who is most likely not to go to class?
Shit. Class.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
No, one more.
All right.
Oh yeah, they're not.
Yeah, they're not going.
They're not going to class.
I don't think so.
Yo, CJ Austin is a beast, though.
Oh yeah.
I gotta say, I watched him. Guys, for all the LaSalle fans, was he there last year?
Yeah, bro. But the improvement, yeah.
Yeah, better.
CJ Austria, y'all better watch out for him, especially all
most
the,
improved.
Yeah. All right. Who's most likely to get pissed at you for not passing him the ball? Whether you miss him, whether, like.
I go for assists, okay? I go for assists.
Bro, I'm just letting you know. He really gets pissed during games, bro. He gets pissed.
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, shit. He always has to dribble, bro. When you pass him the ball, you can take it. He just wants to dribble.
Oh, so he gets pissed if you don't give him
the
assist.
Bro. I watched the film, and then when he passes it to me, he's screaming at me to shoot.
Shoot.
And I don't know it because I have the ball. But I'm watching film, and he's like jumping up and down like, bro, if you don't shoot the ball.
it's already open, man.
Yeah, he wants that assist, bro. He wants that assist. All right. Most likely or more often than not, he's the one getting scolded by Coach Derek. Who gets in trouble the most? Yeah, get on the most. Yeah.
During, on the court, off the court?
Okay, on the court first.
Oh.
On the court.
Yeah.
Defensive laps, turnover, missed box out.
I got lucky.
Oh, shit.
Joaquin Manuel, though.
All right, both of him, too.
Who's Brett?
Nwanko.
Okay. So why Waki? Waki's a senior, bro.
Really?
He wants to do so much.
Hey, you know he tried to dunk in the last, bro, the last game?
Against Quincy Miller?
Okay, tune up against Quincy Miller.
He tried
to
dunk.
Can he even dunk?
It didn't get over the rim.
He can't even touch the ring.
Waki tried to dunk on someone and he can't even dunk in warm-ups.
Dude, Coach Gabby was like, ginagawa mo.
Sino pinakamaporma sa team? Who has... How do you say that in English, bro?
Drip,
pinakamaporma,
swag,
bro. No. Iba yung may swag, iba yung maporma. Like, who puts swag before game first?
Swag before performance? You gotta look good, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta look good.
Oh, shit.
There's only one guy.
There's only one person on the team that's like this. This guy here.
Definitely.
I didn't say about the performance, bro. I said
no.
Swag.
I was like, no. We were just saying drip.
You saying drip?
Okay. What's with this drip, though? I gotta admit, bro. He really puts effort.
It's original.
Oh,
before
what?
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he spends the most time before the game. I mean, because I'm sure you guys get on a bus before the game.
Oh yeah, full suit, shades with earrings, hat.
So what does his closet look like?
I don't even know. I have no clue. But he has like.
And he even has
suits.
Like a...
Oh, the handbag?
The handbag.
Trust me.
I don't know what's in it.
Oh, and wait.
The uniform's already there.
The shoes.
You don't have to bring anything.
So you don't have to bring anything. So you don't know what Ben has in his bag.
We have no clue.
Titulo ng bahay.
Titulo ng bahay. All right. Okay. I'm gonna ask this last. Who is the best passer in the team?
Dude, you got it. Come on.
I think Shani needs to answer this, bro. Like, who are you most confident when he has the basketball? I'm going to get this.
Oh, I'm going to get it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, okay, I'm going to get this. He has the basketball. You're open. You know you're going to get it.
Bata pa si Kevin.
I was going to ask it kung kayong dalawa. I wanted to see.
I'm going to say Kev.
So you feel like Kevin gets you the ball more than Evan?
First pass is always with you, man.
No, I'm not going to say he gets me the ball more than Evan.
Yeah.
Because, like, the ball goes to me on the first pass.
But you're like, more confident.
Nah, because he'll throw a pass that might be like, oh, you probably shouldn't have thrown that pass. Like, it's probably not open, but he's going to throw it anyways.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He'll force it.
He will really force.
If it looks like he can throw it between like two people's legs, he'll try it. He'll try anything. I kid you not.
But oh, yeah. Wait, I forgot. Who gets in trouble off the court? Off the court. Like.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, you got to give us a story.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I'm. All right.
Do it. Are you allowed to?
Off the court.
You go ahead and tell the story, bro.
Okay, I want the story. Oh, I know a lot of stories. What was the last time that Coach Derek got on you for something off the court, bro?
It was like, I think, tapos naman siguro yung bubble.
Tapos na yung bubble.
They allowed us to go home, like Holy Week break.
Holy Week break. This was pre-season.
No. During season.
Okay. Yeah, okay. During the season.
It was like, you have to be subtle about it. You can't go out. Yeah. Just be with your families. Enjoy the Holy Week. And I was like, okay.
Subtle, Evan.
And it, syempre, go with your families. I heard that, diba? I went with my family.
I heard go with your families.
I went with my family. They went to the beach. So I went with them.
And then you posted.
I didn't post. I didn't post anything. Someone just took a picture of me playing basketball. 5 minutes na ako nagtanggal ng mask. 5 minutes lang. Tapos na-picturean pa ako.
Ano basketball ka for 5 minutes?
Sa beach. I just needed the air. Tapos, good vibes, di ba? Okay.
Then you got the call.
We were texting each other, yung mga teammates. Where are you guys? Beach. Everyone's staying at the beach. Or they went out. Coming back sa bubble. Coach was like, walking so fast. Middle. Sabi ni coach. Nag-more up. Alam mo. You only had one job, not to go out. He was looking at me. Alam mo ba, napicturean ka, ganun. We can get forfeit.
Yep. Buti wala.
I said, coach, I was like looking at him lang. I went with my family. It's Holy Week.
And that's what you heard?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So he would get in trouble a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It was like practice would just stop. I don't know anything about it. We're just like going to another day of practice. Where everybody huddles up, starts yelling at Evan. And I'm like, dude, what just happened?
What did you do?
And I was like, bro, what the hell did you do? He's like, bro, I just went to the beach. And I was like, and someone took a photo of me. So, Lord. Yeah, it's usually this guy.
Next, who's most likely to miss practice and have some kind of excuse for it? Like, out of this world excuse, like.
Miss practice.
I don't think people miss practice, really. I think anyone miss practice.
Okay, so who just has an excuse, whether it be on defensively, like when coach gets on them, like, no, coach, it's because of the guy.
Oh, who are you going to put? Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Sina.
His name?
I can imagine si Waki.
Waki.
Hindi nagkakamali yan si Waki.
Perfecto yan eh.
Perfecto yan eh.
Always. He always has his side.
Yep.
Always. Oh, so who's most likely to put on a tantrum when they're not used, when they're sent out of the game? Throw a tantrum. Sino nagtatampo, Evan? Sino nagtatampo pag nilalabas, hindi nagagamit? Yeah. Wak. Why Waki? Why? Okay, I want you.
I think he missed the three last game. Or just won three. And he just comes to the bench cursing. I'm like, dude, what's going on? And then I think he gets subbed out. And every time he gets subbed out, he's cursing or doing something. And then even in the last game, he's always doing something like extra. Like they're shooting a free throw and he just wants to come to the bench and get a water and like go get a towel, like stands off the court. We got a
drama,
technical.
Bro. Yeah. Drama, bro.
During the D-League game, we got a technical because I think Waki just walked off the court before the sub came.
Like, yeah. Game three.
Like, dude, what are you doing? He just walked off and starts cursing or just grabs the water or something like that.
Madrami ba?
And they got a technical.
Sobra. It's funny. Mga first points pa lang yan. Yes. First points.
Sidestep, layup. Waki, I know you're watching. The loudest 2 points.
Oh, he's going to let you. But him, CJ is going to let you know he scored on you. But Waki is like, it's loud. It's loudest like he scored 30.
Exactly.
Like he.
And you check
counts down.
And you check the box score, 2 points, 3 turnovers.
This guy here, bro. Every three, he's going like this, like he just made like three threes in a row. Like yeah, every time he comes down, he's just like.
If you see it in the highlight reel, it's like, oh, Waki went off.
Every layup.
Waki went off.
That's my guy though. Waki's cool as hell though.
Oh yeah, Waki's cool. Waki's cool as hell. Of course,
funny
you can say that
he's
now.
Hella funny.
After you said all those things.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now you're gonna, oh no, he knows.
Now you're gonna go U-turn.
He knows.
We're gonna
knows.
Tell him in practice. You're like, hey, Waki, we was talking about you in this little podcast, bro. He's like, oh.
Later this afternoon.
Oh yeah, he doesn't care.
Laziest on defense. Couple more questions. Laziest on defense.
This year.
Yeah, this year. But sino ba last year? This year.
Laziest. Lazy.
It's hard to be lazy. We press full court.
I mean, who's the
who's
one
the worst
guy?
On defense?
The worst on defense.
The worst.
Who are you going to put, bro? Oh, shit. Damn, bro.
I don't know, man.
Let's see who you put.
Yeah.
Ben. Oh, the worst.
If your teammates see this, they're gonna go off on you in practice. They're
I'm gonna say
defend.
Someone I'm cool with.
Not really. He's not actually lazy.
He's not lazy.
Okay, not lazy. Okay, not lazy. But who has the most defensive lapses? Not effort. Lapses.
Right. Yeah.
How's Bright Nwankwo? I mean,
He improved a lot. Super. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You think he's going to compete with like, you
Kwame?
Know, Dioff, Kwame?
Yeah. He's getting there.
He's
yeah.
decent.
And he's getting stronger. Length, and height. He's getting like more coordinated and like his timing's getting better. So,
He can catch the ball now.
Yeah. I threw him lobs. I threw him a lob into one of the.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I don't remember when, but yeah. So throwing lobs him now. Him, Kev.
You threw a lob?
Yeah, I threw a lob to Kev, Mike, and Bright. Kev. I'll throw a lob to you if you want a lob, bro.
I didn't know you passed.
Hey, come on, bro. I throw a lob, bro.
Who's more likely to surprise you with their drip, Ben or Coach Derek?
What type of surprise? A good surprise or like a bad surprise?
Either or. Like, whoa.
Just surprise. Bro.
Whoa. What was the craziest fit that you can remember that Manong put on?
Dude.
Oh, he just wore a sushi shirt.
Sushi shirt. Yeah.
D-League.
What's a sushi shirt?
D-League Phil Oil. I think
what's
Phil
a sushi shirt?
Bro, it was like D-League. It was colored orange.
It was D-League. It was green. It was a sushi shirt. Like it had a bunch of sushi on it.
Yeah.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Because we're going to Japan though.
Like printed?
Yeah.
Sushi on.
Yeah, I asked him after the game. I was like, hey, coach.
We gotta look for photos.
Where did you get that shirt from?
You asked
him. Yeah.
Oma. It's Oma, man.
But he's proud of it. Like.
Oh, he loves it.
Bro, yeah.
This is
he
fun.
Wore it in the game.
Yeah, he wore
sushi
it in the game.
Sushi shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
With the white shirt inside, yeah. Unbuttoned.
Tucked,
on.
And then the pants rolled up a little bit, you know, showing the ankles.
Who tells him off? Like with his clothes? Manong.
Bro, you can't
like,
tell Manong off.
No, like not tell him off, but like.
Oh, I pointed out. I'm like, oh,
you
coach.
You bring it up.
Where did you get that shirt from? Oh, I like your jacket, coach. Sometimes he actually has some good fits, but then sometimes you're like, hey.
Sushi, really?
Sushi coach. He's like, oh, yeah, sushi. Come on, man. We're going to Japan. Gotta represent. So, yeah.
Okay, I got last two. Who's Derek's boy? Like, Derek's son? Derek's son. You can answer yourself, Shani, if you have to. So, ito ang bata ni Coach Derek. Ang bata ni Coach Derek. He doesn't get mad at him.
Oh, come on. Hey.
Bruh. Coach
ask
Derek, sino talagang
anak mo sa kanilang
dalawa?
Ask everyone
so
from the team.
Evan gets past like a lot of lapses. Like, he gets special
bro.
Treatment. Like, special treatment.
He's gotten in trouble.
A lot.
It's just like a slap on the wrist. Ah, it's okay, Ev.
Okay. I get slapped on the wrist. He doesn't get slapped at all.
Oh,
but he does not get slapped.
Doing,
he does not.
So what I'm doing is different.
Never siya pinapagalitan.
I don't get in trouble like that. Like,
never siya pinapagalitan. I swear to God.
I don't get
so
in trouble.
Never siya pinapagalitan. Any shot is a good shot.
Five straight possessions. All Shani. He takes it.
Shooting a great percentage too, though.
With some turnovers. Like, dude, he'll make 1 out of 5. Coach is like.
Oh, never 1 out of 5.
It's okay. Go back on D.
Never 1 out of 5. Come on now.
Okay,
Balti
was obviously the face of LaSalle last year. Now he's gone. Last shot. Ateneo LaSalle, UP LaSalle, last shot, 10 seconds to go. Who's getting the basketball?
Who?
You or Evan? Evan or you?
Who's going to take the shot?
Who's getting the basketball? Who's going to make that decision?
Wait, who has the basketball in their hands right now?
Yeah, who's going to make that decision? Either he passes it, he shoots it, but who's going to have the ball?
It's just between me and him or anybody. Yeah. Anybody.
You can answer anybody.
Realistically?
Realistically, who's Coach Derek going to drop a play for? Okay, give it to Evan, do your thing, or give it to Shani, or give it to someone else, do your thing. I suppose it's one of you. I mean, who's going to handle the basketball? You make the decision. So all the LaSalle fans can now look at us and expect last shot. Oh, Mark?
Yeah.
So not Shani. Shani's going to be off the ball.
I'm the one. Bro, come on. That's why. I don't know. It's just how it works.
So you're going to go off the ball?
Usually, like, no, I don't choose to go off the ball. It's just how the play he.
Okay.
He always.
10
like,
seconds to go?
Hey, give me the ball. Give me the ball.
He usually has the ball already. Yeah. So it's hard to get the ball from him.
You're going
to
make that decision. Yeah.
But if I had the ball.
If you had the ball, it's not going to Evan.
It's
going to
be, we're going to win. So I don't know.
Bro, you gave me, you had the chance on FEU, man. You gave it to me.
No. The play was to give it to you so you can give it back to me.
You didn't have a play because
we ran four. We ran four, and it's like, all right, give Ev the ball. I'm coming off a double screen. What'd you do?
I turned off.
Jumping off his foot for the game. Like, dude, I was supposed to come and get the ball back.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot because you said that you're the favorites coming this season. This is the last promise. Final four
predictions. Second place?
Final four predictions. Let's be safe. Final four predictions for this coming season.
In order.
Straight. Yeah, in order. In order. Straight from Evan and Shani. Final four predictions for season. Season na about 85. Five. Okay, 85. Mga pala, nasa signal na ako. Kailangan, alam ko na yun. 85.
The fourth one's the hardest.
I know.
Woo! This is tough. Kaya ayoko magsulat eh. Baka madali ako ng netizens eh. Mahirap na.
Yeah. Oh, you put. Yeah. That's what I was going to put. How do you say it?
I wanted to take this out, to be honest.
I want this. I want everyone to see it.
Let's stick it out, man. This is the controversial. Fuck that.
Oh, man. All right. Hold up. Let's put. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. You want to put it that way?
Oh no! Up to you. Oh,
okay.
I'm here.
You're
they
there.
They lit the fire here. Okay. That's they lit the fire.
I'm gonna put,
they want
I'm gonna do
blood.
This, and I'm gonna put,
they want that, blood. DLSU UP Adamson FEU DLSU. So you picked NU over FEU. You picked FEU over NU. Okay. No questions asked. No questions asked.
Yep. Good night, guys. Thanks for watching.
We should have put UE. UE and you.
All right, for all the this camera, for all the LaSalle fans, message, whatever you want to say, and you want to thank anyone, go ahead.
First of all, thanks, Mikey. Thanks, Slam. And thanks, Titans, for having us. It was really a pleasure. Hope to have us again. And then
post-season championship.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are all invited pala. I'll text you guys all when we win.
You're gonna text them all.
Saan
cool, yung, tweet about it.
Saan kayo invite? Sa Sunken Garden? Sa UP? Meron ulit kaming bonfire doon next.
May bonfire pa rin second place.
Alright. Alright, go.
Tough party, guys. I'm kidding. Hope you guys are excited about the season. We have big plans and hopefully it pushes through.
Go ahead, Shani.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate Slam and everything you guys put together. We're definitely expecting big things this year for LaSalle. We're coming trying to bring that crown back to Taft. So thanks for supporting us.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. So for Shani Winston and, of course, Evanelli, the name is Mike Reyes. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Live to, guys, so I gotta do it again. The name is Mike Reyes. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Peace and love, and we'll see you on the next one. This has been Shoot First, along with Slam PH. Thank you, guys, and take care.